meteorological expert in Jamaica, says the slow speed in movement of Tropical Storm Melissa makes it difficult to predict its future. This is WAVS News. The weather system has been moving increasingly slower over the last few hours.
We still do expect that the system will be moving closer to Jamaica as a tropical storm. We still expect that it will strengthen into a hurricane and even a major hurricane as it continues on its journey.
Met Office Director Evan Thompson says the warmth of the Caribbean Sea could cause it to affect Jamaica into the middle of next week.
There is a period where it is expected to go through a rapid intensification after it moves over the waters to the south, and so it could be moving from a Category 1 to a Category 3 or 4 over the waters south of us.
The system is expected to dump upwards of 14 inches of rain on the island before moving further to the west next week. Much like other island nations in the Northern Caribbean, the Bahamas is also watching the progress of the slow-moving tropical storm Melissa.
It's not organized, but they anticipate it can better organize and get its act together, and by then it should be past Jamaica, and hopefully we should get some more rain and flooding in the Bahamas.
Bahamas forecaster Wynne Newley. Meanwhile, the country's foreign minister, Fred Mitchell, tells Eyewitness News Bahamas contact has been made with Bahamians attending the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies in Jamaica.
There are some emergency measures. We're just monitoring the thing. We've been in touch with Bahamas Air. Prime Minister has been briefed. And we have essentially until tomorrow to make a decision as to what's going to happen as we watch the track of it. We have a watching brief at the moment, and we've already checked with Bahamas if we know when the window is tomorrow. We'll just keep watching it.
Hours after news broke that a U.S. Navy ship would dock at Port of Spain next week, former Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley has added his name to a rare joint statement by former Caribbean leaders against U.S. militarization in the region, adding that he's ashamed of the country's recent actions amid tensions in the region. In signing the statement, the former Prime Minister aligned himself with a call to preserve the region as a zone of peace amid the U.S. military campaign in the Caribbean Sea that has left at least 40 dead. It is a notion that Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesa claimed was a false ideal when speaking at the United Nations General Assembly last month. The statement attached by Rowley urges a pullback from military buildup to avoid diminution of peace. The Guyana Civil Aviation Authority denying that it's downgraded the Chedi-Jagan International Airport's rescue and firefighting capacity, but again refusing to discuss the findings of recent inspections. Director General, retired Lieutenant Colonel Egbert Field, says there has been no downgrade of the CJIA's status from Category 8 to 5. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.